Sans opportunity to present the con side of the argument.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in 1917, over 100 years ago, Arthur Balfour, the British Foreign Secretary, a card-carrying anti-Semite, a man who had denounced the evils of Jewish immigration into the UK, a man who referred to Jews as an alien and hostile people, he issued his Balfour Declaration, which promised a national home for the Jewish people in Palestine. It was the first time a major world power had come out in favor of Zionism, which at the time was a pretty new and pretty controversial movement, calling not just for a Jewish homeland, but for the building of a Jewish majority state in Palestine. And yet, the only Jewish member of the British cabinet at that time, a man named Edwin Samuel Montagu, adamantly opposed both Zionism, which he called a mischievous political creed, and the Balfour Declaration, which he referred to as anti-Semitic and a rallying ground for anti-Semites in every country in the world. The only Jewish member of the British cabinet, that is what he said. And yet tonight here in Toronto, over 100 years later, we are being asked to vote for a motion that would damn Montagu as the anti-Semite while praising Balfour as the champion of Jews and Judaism. That's ridiculous. In fact, this entire motion tonight is ridiculous, disingenuous, ahistorical. It says, be it resolved, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. It doesn't say some anti-Zionists engage in anti-Semitism, which I don't disagree with. It doesn't say some anti-Semites hide behind the cloak of anti-Zionism, which again, I don't disagree with. Everything Douglas listed about what's happened in Toronto, disgusting, reprehensible. Those people are shameless bigots. But that's not what the motion says. The motion says anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. No ifs, no buts, no caveats, no exceptions. Anyone who takes an anti-Zionist position is automatically, inherently, unavoidably anti-Jewish, an anti-Semite, a racist. That is what you would be voting for if you make the mistake of voting for this motion tonight, which I'm sure you won't do because you are far too smart and nuanced an audience to do that. You are Canadians! And I have great respect for Canadians. I say that for no apparent reason whatsoever. I like Canadians. I like Israelis. My debate partner tonight, Gideon Levy, Israeli writer, is one of my journalistic heroes. It's a privilege to be on the stage with him. But this debate fundamentally at its core, and I kind of agree with Douglas here, it's not about Israelis, it's not about Israel, it's not about Gaza. And by the way, on the subject of Gaza, given Douglas gave us some math about the death toll on October the 7th, horrific death toll, which we all condemn, I would remind you also that the death toll inflicted on Gaza, the deaths and injuries in Gaza are the equivalent, if we're going to do the ratios, of 2 million Canadians. 2 million Canadians. But that's not what the debate is about. It's not even about Zionism itself. It's about the legitimacy of anti-Zionism, whether you can be anti-Zionist, opposed to Zionism, which, remember, is a political ideology, a nationalist movement, not a religion, not a race, not a protected class, whether you can be anti-Zionist without being smeared, tarred, demonized as an anti-Semite. And I want to be clear tonight. You could be the most pro-Israeli person in this room tonight, the most proud and ardent Zionist here, and still vote against this motion with a clear conscience. Still vote with our side, the right side. Because this motion is not about whether you are pro-Israel or pro-Zionist. It's about whether the rest of us have the right, the freedom, to take a different view on Israel, on Zionism, on Benjamin Netanyahu even, without being silenced, without being told we're racists. We're not. Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. I'll tell you three reasons why you should oppose this motion tonight. Number one, if you vote for this motion tonight, you are throwing logic, history, and the English language under the bus. Because anti-Semitism is hating Jews, the people, and Judaism, the religion. Anti-Zionism is opposing Israel, the state, and Zionism, the ethno-nationalist ideology that underpins that state. Zionism is not Judaism. Let me say that again for the people up top. Zionism is not Judaism, right? It's a very modern, secular, political ideology movement that was founded less than 150 years ago by an atheist named Theodor Herzl, who said, and I quote, "The anti-Semites will be our most dependable friends, the anti-Semitic countries, our allies." His words, not mine. Number two, if you vote for this motion, you're throwing Palestinians as a people under the bus. You're telling an occupied people, a dispossessed people, to accept their own occupation, their own dispossession, meekly, in silence. Otherwise, they're racists. As my friend Yusuf Manaya, the Palestinian-American activist, says, to ask Palestinians not to be anti-Zionist is to ask Palestinians not to be. And number three, last but not least, if you vote for this motion, you're throwing a lot of Jews under the bus as well. Not just Jews like Edwin Samuel Montagu, but Jews today. If you vote for this motion tonight, you'll say my debate partner, Gideon Levy, whose grandparents were killed in the Holocaust, who served for Shimon Peres, who's written for Haaretz for over 40 years, just won Israel's top journalism prize 3 years ago. He's an anti-Semite. You're saying the Satmar, the world's biggest Hasidic Jewish sect, which says it is fighting God's war against Zionism, is anti-Semitic. You're saying Jewish college students on campus, maybe some of them are your kids, members of If Not Now and Jewish Voices for Peace, they're anti-Semites. You're saying some of the most respected Jewish voices in the world, like Avraham Berg, the former Speaker of the Parliament, Miriam Margolis, the actress from Harry Bloody Potter, they're all anti-Semites. That is what you are saying. That is what you're signing off on if you vote for this motion tonight. So I have a simple solution for you all. Don't do it. Vote instead for common sense, for free speech, and the right to criticize a foreign country. The right to criticize a foreign country and a political ideology. I beg to oppose.